Good morning and welcome to Simply Politics from China. It's Saturday, April 27th. On today's show, the assistant is suspected of spying for China, and the politician of the AfD party in Germany has been asked to abstain from participating in the EU parliament elections. Plus, an analysis of state affairs examines Hu Jiao's legacy and today's thinking. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Politics from China. We start off with a recent development from Germany, where Maximilian Kra, the top candidate for the Alternative for Germany party in the European Parliament elections, has been asked to withdraw. This comes after an assistant to Kra was accused of spying for China. Germany's Interior Minister Faeser has called for a swift investigation into the matter. Here to discuss this further is our correspondent. Can you give us more details on this situation?
Certainly, David. This is indeed a significant development. The assistant in question is alleged to have been spying for China, which has led to calls for Kra to be held accountable. The Interior Minister believes that Kra should bear responsibility for this incident and has demanded a swift investigation.
And how has Kra responded to these allegations?
Interestingly, Kra appeared to be taken by surprise by these developments. He reportedly learned about the arrest of his assistant through the media, which suggests that he was not aware of his assistant's alleged activities.
What could be the potential implications of this incident for the upcoming European Parliament elections?
This incident could have significant implications. If Kra is forced to withdraw, it could impact the prospects of the Alternative for Germany party in the elections. Moreover, it raises serious questions about security and the potential influence of foreign powers in European politics.
Indeed, this is a situation that warrants close monitoring. Thanks for the report, Abby. Shifting gears now to a significant anniversary. This year marks the 35th anniversary of the 1989 Tiananmen movement. As we enter a politically charged season, debates that have been ongoing for years have resurfaced. One such debate is the evaluation of Hu Yaobang and Zhao Ziyang, both of whom were once top leaders of the Chinese Communist Party. Here to discuss this further is our correspondent. Can you shed some light on this debate?
Certainly, David. The debate revolves around the roles and legacies of Hu Yaobang and Zhao Ziyang. There are questions about whether negating the CCP system should also mean negating all CCP leaders. There's also a question of whether Hu and Zhao, having held high positions in the CCP, share the guilt for the numerous crimes attributed to the CCP rulers before and after them.
And what about the fact that both Hu and Zhao were ultimately unsuccessful in their political careers within the CCP?
That's another aspect of the debate. Some argue that even if Hu and Zhao proposed policies that were beneficial to the people, their inability to implement these policies makes them unworthy of discussion. The era of Hu and Zhao was characterized by reform, and some wonder if commemorating them means pinning hopes for China's development and progress on the emergence of so-called reformists in the CCP leadership.
So how should we approach these questions?
Evaluating historical figures requires a historical awareness. It's important to consider the context in which these leaders operated and the challenges they faced. While this commentary doesn't provide definitive answers, it certainly encourages thoughtful consideration of these complex issues.
Indeed, these are complex issues that warrant careful consideration. Thanks, Celeste. Shifting our focus to another political development in Asia, in a recent turn of events from Vietnam, the chairman of the country's National Assembly, Vuong Dinh Hue, has resigned. This comes amid an ongoing anti-corruption campaign that has seen several high-ranking officials leave office. Here to discuss this further is our correspondent. Can you give us more details on this situation?
Certainly, David. Vuong Dinh Hue's resignation is the latest in a series of departures from high-ranking positions in Vietnam. This follows the resignation of President Vo Van Thuong in March and the stepping down of former President Nguyen Xuan Phuc due to political responsibility for corruption scandals during the pandemic.
What does this mean for the political landscape in Vietnam?
This highlights an extreme uncertainty in Vietnam's political environment. which often prides itself on stability. The top three leaders have been brought down in just 1 year. This instability could potentially threaten Vietnam's economic ambitions as it seeks to position itself as an alternative to China in the region's supply chains.
And what led to Vuong Dinh-hui's resignation?
A few days before Vuong Dinh-hui's resignation, his aide Pham Thai Ha was arrested for alleged abuse of power and using his position for personal gain. While initial reports did not suggest that Vuong Dinh-hui was suspected of corruption, investigators found that he had violated party regulations and his actions had affected the reputation of the party, the state, and himself.
What's next for Vietnam's political leadership?
Vietnamese leaders will convene a Communist Party Congress in early 2026. In the meantime, experts say rivals are jockeying to position themselves as successors to Nguyen Phu Trong, who was elected party chairman for an unprecedented third term in 2021. Given his age, he is unlikely to seek another term.
Indeed, this is a situation that warrants close monitoring. Thanks for the report, Michael. Shifting our focus to Europe now, French President Macron is reportedly working to replace Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the European Commission, due to her overly politicized role. Here to discuss this further is our correspondent. Can you give us more details on this situation?
Certainly, David. 5 years ago, Macron played a key role in von der Leyen's appointment as president of the European Commission. However, a source has told Bloomberg that von der Leyen may lose the opportunity for re-election because she has over-politicized her role. This has led to strong dissatisfaction from some national governments, particularly in areas such as trade negotiations, EU climate change, and relations with the United States.
And what has been Macron's public stance on this?
Macron publicly criticized von der Leyen in Brussels last month, stating that the responsibility of the president of the European Commission is to defend the overall interest, and it cannot be overly politicized. However, it's unclear whether Macron is genuinely seeking a replacement or simply applying pressure on von der Leyen to force her to make political concessions.
Who is seen as the most likely successor?
Italian Mario Draghi is seen as the most likely successor. He has a good reputation in the EU from his time as president of the European Central Bank. However, there is skepticism about whether the European People's Party, which holds the most seats in the European Parliament, will agree to replace von der Leyen with a technocrat.
Indeed, this is a situation that warrants close monitoring. Thanks for that report, Bella. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Politics from China. We'll see you back here tomorrow.